I'm going to read a set of poems from my forthcoming collection, Walk Away, Silver Heart. This collection has each poem derived from a phrase taken from Amy Lowell's poem of about 1915, I think it was, which was Madonna of the Evening Flowers. This is Morning Awaited, from the phrase, The sun shines in on your books. There is a lazy ray of sunshine lying across the pages of a philosophy, a how to live guide. Pick it up, but place it back down. It has become a tedious thing, a randomness of ideas with you not here to share it. And the stealthy sun has crept away, its beam of light dimmed to dull by increasing distance. The only philosophy I can hold right now is getting through each day and wondering what I should do to fill the surplus minutes every hour until, with one last gleam of fading sun, the night becomes and I awake the morning. This piece is called The Way You Wield Flashes in the Light, from the phrase, On your scissors and thimble just put down. I watch the way you wield your scissors. They flash in the light, attract my eye, and I see the threads, one by one, trimmed even. The needle darts in its rhythmic pattern. A thimble shields and catches the darning of a sock, a running repair to my outside pants, become works of an artisan craft that I try to capture together with your scissors and your thimble on paper with a pencil. But you are done, your tools stowed, scissors in a box, needle in its cushion, thimble placed within a private compartment, while I run my hands through my hair, contemplating a way to stitch together an opening line to describe this meditation that catches my eye as it flashes in the light, needle and scissors and thimble. This poem is called Too Much to Bear, taken from the line, But You Are Not There. The chill that touches around my shoulders is a clue. The weight within the silence is another. I make a noise while opening the door, but the quiet dominates my sounds. I look around momentarily to find you. The hallway seems a chasm, filled up with emptiness distilled. I look around again to find you. You're not there. You are somewhere away, in Sydney, somewhere beyond the dividing range. When you said you would be gone for a few days, it didn't seem like such an age, but you are in Sydney, and this silence is too many minutes, too many hours, too many days, and just too much. You are coming home on the evening flight, and the house is waiting, and the soft plush bears are waiting. The silence is waiting, and for this soft bear, it is just too much. I'll finish this little bracket of poems with a piece called Suddenly the Sun, taken from the phrase, Suddenly I am lonely. Suddenly the cloud appears. Suddenly the sun is gone. Look around, I look around at nothing. Suddenly the sound is a bark. Suddenly dogs howling. Listen, I listen hard to sounds akin to anger. And the day has changed. The spark is gone. What was sunshine and gold all at once is grey. Suddenly I find myself. Suddenly I am all that is here. And suddenly in emptiness I am lonely and I wonder what has changed. Where have you gone? Did you take the day, the sun, away with you? Suddenly, so suddenly,